like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. It's a special meeting. The date is November 27, 2019, 6:30 p.m. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeMichael?
Here.
Mr. Stopa?
Here.
Mr. Raddus?
Here.
If you would please stand and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would please take a moment and have a moment of silence for our military members, both at home and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First on the agenda is approval payroll. I'll move to approve the payroll with the start date of November 10th, 2019, end date of November 23rd, 2019. Total amount $35,813.42.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Site plans. Is anyone here representing LubeCor Midwest?
Me.
Sir, if you would state your name and address for the record, please.
Jerry DeWeaver, residing at 4402 Pine Lake Drive in Medina.
Thank you. I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for LubeCor Midwest LLC located at 2993 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stoker.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the ground sign for LubeCor Midwest LLC located at 2993 Pearl Road, not to exceed 30 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stopert.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It was a nice quick and painful. Yeah. You'll have a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
I'm going to give you some copies before you go.
Is anyone here representing Stonegate Storage? In that case, I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the ground sign for Stonegate Storage located at 3741 Stonegate Drive, not to exceed 12 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a flagpole to be erected at Stonegate Storage located at 3741 Stonegate Drive as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Anyone here representing Weight Watchers?
Weight Watchers is not going to be here tonight. Lad Signs sent me a letter.
Okay. Thank you. Looks like two approvals, I think that's fine. I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a wall sign for Weight Watchers located at 5507 Grand Shops Avenue, not to exceed 21.4 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a tenant panel to be placed on the existing identification sign for Weight Watchers located at 5507 Grand Shops Avenue, not to exceed 44.166 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
There's not a note to this one, Mike, you know?
Vance, Ken did send a letter. We don't have, we have designed a dance up there.
Yes, that's what, I don't...
She has the thing, but not the, Ken never sent a letter.
Yeah, the dates.
I know. So, well, let me see what I have. So wall sign.
Yeah, but you, do you have it, your script for that?
No.
I do not.
Okay. So, do you get one of those letters? So you could say,
Well, Dave, when you call him up, he can explain what it is.
Designed a dance.
Wasn't it a panel and a wall sign?
No, it's just a wall sign.
Just a wall sign.
And what's the address?
Address is... 2765 Medina Road. And the size is 24.16 square feet.
24.16? That's a wall sign?
Yes. Ryan, let's see if her pants on. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a wall sign for Designed a Dance located at 2765 Medina Road, not to exceed 24.16 square feet as presented.
Second.
Did you want to say anything, Dave?
Dave Starrett, 411 West Smith Road, Medina. Oh, sir, I'm good, as presented.
Appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
That's the old one. Purchase orders and training requests?
I have one until...
Okay.
Three. Want to go? Want me to go?
Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order. The vendor is Zerker Technologies. The total cost is $860. This is for the barcode scanner installation and training.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Make a motion to approve purchase order. The vendor is Guardian Tracking. The cost is $1,102. This is for employee performance management software for the police department.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
One more. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order. The vendor is AED Superstore. The total is $1,369.90. It's for an AED for the police department's office.
Second.
This is actually partially funded by a grant from Walmart. We got a $1,000 grant, so our portion is $369.90. I think a public building all should have AEDs, so this will be the first one. Hopefully, we could get working on one for this office as well. Roll call.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
That's all.
I'll move to approve a purchase order requisition for our service department. The vendor is WAI.com.
Walcom, I think it is.
Walcom? Registration Services. This is for 2020 Ohio Commercial Pesticide Recertification Conference for Jeff Kessler, January 24, 2020. Total amount's $115.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Next is accounts payable. I'll move to approve accounts payable check number 30546 through check number 30573, as well as paychecks 48-2019. Total amount $101,013.89.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Appropriation status. I'll move to approve appropriation status dated 11/27/2019. It is a 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Bank reconciliation for October. I'll move to approve the bank reconciliation dated, or reconciled date is 10/31/2019. As presented, it's 3 pages.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis? Aye. Approval of revenue status. I'll move to approve the revenue status dated 10/31/2019. It is a 6-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next is approval of fund status. I'll move to approve the fund status dated 10/31/2019. It's a 1-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next is department head comments. Elaine?
I'll have something down on police department sign discussion. So whenever you guys start talking about that.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm good.
Chief?
Two things. I want to publicly acknowledge Yvonne Rodman-Zopata for her work on
getting the Walmart grant so we could pay for this, or at least the better part of the AED, and Sergeant Mandel for her work on kind of helping me narrow down the focus on the employee evaluation system and tracking is what they call it, but it's an employee management system. So she was instrumental in getting those webinars set up, the demo set up for the different systems we look at. The board will know about the work she did, so thank you.
Appreciate it. Denny?
Been working on the blueprints of the county engineer's office on the Hood Road, so still in a working process.
How far?
Well, we had some done, we're shaking some stuff. We was not going to take as much right away as we decided to at the end here. We're going to take more than what we talked about the other day, so just let you know.
Did you talk to Jean when you took that stuff?
I gave her that one set of prints, but since then I've talked to the engineer's office, we're going to change it.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right.
Appreciate the update. Nick, anything?
All my stuff is later on the agenda.
All right then, under old business, Huffman Road speed study letter. Yes, so we got a speed study back from the county engineers. Essentially, what it says is they cautioned us against excessive signage, but said that they might we might consider illuminating the signs. Did you see this thing?
I haven't done. No, I know we haven't. No.
Chief, do you have any input on this?
No, I'm not opposed to illuminating the signs.
Speed.
Do you maybe want to follow up, Denny, please, and ask them if they have any suggestions on where to go to look at signage?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Is that all right with you guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll follow up.
Thank you. SPCA contribution discussion.
So we received a letter from SPCA for our annual contribution to their program. They estimate, well, they told us 22 animals were originating in their jurisdiction. Like in the past, we went back and asked for the records for all the addresses. Nick took a look at them, and we whittled it down to 21 out of 22, with one being outside our jurisdiction, which was in Montville. And in the past, going forward, we've always approved 15% of what they've asked for. So 15% of what they're asking for would be $605.27.
What did we contribute last year?
Offhand.
It was more than that.
Yeah.
I think 1,200-ish range. We actually looked that up. But
yeah, the last meeting,
but
close to what that is.
To the 600 number?
Yes.
I think the year before was higher. But in the years past, like the last 3 years, we've gone back and we looked. We've basically 15% of whatever they were asking for is what we've contributed to their number.
So the number of animals must have went down.
The 1 year we had quite a bit. And then the 1 year we had, I believe it was the first year, we had quite a bit, but after going back through, we were able to whittle down that most of them weren't in our jurisdiction when Celia went through and looked. And then last year, I think they were pretty close to what they had, I guess, same as this year, too. 22 is what they had, but going back and looking at the addresses ended up being 21.
Well, it makes sense to me.
Yep, so at this time I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition for department would be admin. The vendor would be Medina County SPCA. This will be our 15% 2019 contribution. Total amount's going to be $605.27.
Second. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Ratz?
Aye.
You want that paid next time then, right, Mike?
Yeah.
And other fund that I mentioned.
Next is a PNC discussion.
So we had an issue come up where Kim asked for some stamps for zoning when she sends some of the letters out to the residents informing them of the things she ran out. In the past, she's asked Celia to go ahead and order them, and she usually orders them for her. This time, she asked Nick Senior to order them, and neither one of them have a PNC card to be able to order anything. So we were just looking at going forward in the new year, we'd want to give one or both of them a card, so if something comes up like this, they can go ahead and that would be with approval of the department head.
I'm all right with Nick getting a card. What do you think of Nick?
Which one?
Which one are you referring to?
Well, we have two, so.
Right, which one are you? Either one, I don't.
I was going to say Nick Junior.
It would probably make sense for both, because if one's off, I mean, as long as it's getting controlled, you know, this kind of stuff you can't wait on sometimes.
Manuel, you have any thought on this?
We just need to know what, we're not, our limit's not going to go up, so we'll just have to assign limits.
Right, and like I said, they'd have to let the department head know first before they would.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
Make a motion then?
Sure.
I'd like to make a motion to approve obtaining two additional PNC cards for Nick Dominguez and Nick Dominguez Junior at this time.
You talking about credit cards from the bank? Bank credit cards?
Second. Yes.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpe?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike, do you know what limits you want? They need that at the time.
Yeah, well, I'll get with you in regards to what we get, and then we'll go from there. Pretty much what was for
Celia?
Yeah, I mean, we could see what she had, and we're going to break it up.
PNC discussion is taken care of, so police department sign discussion.
I wasn't here at the meeting, but you guys had mentioned something about a letter, to get together a letter. So up there somewhere, somebody that was typed out today for the county commissioners.
So what happened, Ken, I don't know if you're familiar, is so we looked at getting the new sign put in at the police department. When they looked at it, the road right-of-way was still with ODOT. A lane called ODOT talked to them, and they were kind of surprised. They thought it should have went back to the county, correct?
Right.
So going through, and Elaine went through and kind of did some of the legwork on it. Apparently, we need a letter from the trustees asking the county commissioners to take back the road right-of-way over there, which then, in turn, allow us to be able to ask the commissioners for approval to put a sign up in the road right away for the police department.
Due to the mound being
right
there.
I understand. So we just need approval to send this letter, or what do you
right, just on? Yes.
I'll move to approve this letter regarding the Medina Township Police Department ground sign in the right away be sent to the Medina County Commissioners.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpe?
Aye. Elaine, do you have anything to add with that, or did I kind of cover?
You did good.
To tag onto that, that's ODOT right away now because of the 42 project. They took that all the way back past the police department, and they're saying now they should have went back to the county. That's what ODOT's saying. They
Next on our new business, approval of minutes. I'll move to approve the October 30th, 2019 special meeting minutes.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. DeMichael?
Abstain.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Next is investigation of emails discussion.
You want Nick to kind of go through this? Or you want to kind of, so we had some problems with our emails, township emails. Some of my emails have disappeared, some of zoning emails have disappeared.
Maybe Medina Township.
And regular Medina Township, just mailbox emails, some of them, and some of Nick Jr.'s. We've asked Melanie to go through and find out, some of it stemmed from some of our public records requests where we found this information, some of it was missing. We asked Melanie to look into it a little bit more. We got Nick and Jr. involved in it, talking to Melanie and that, talking to Brian from Lighthouse. We've got Armstrong involved in it to kind of narrow down IP addresses and things like that. We're still working on it. But we would like to ask Chief if he would kind of get involved a little bit into it too, in regards to if there's anything criminal in the, you know, going forward and that. So that's kind of what this discussion is about, bringing up this.
I would say, because it's potentially, I don't want to say someone in the township, but because it's involving the township, would you feel comfortable working with the county and asking the sheriff's office, or, and if they can't, maybe going to BCI or just being that liaison and not?
I'd be happy to do that on behalf of the board.
Thank you. That would be my suggestion, not to do anything in-house.
I think that's where we're at. Right, Nick, so we're kind of at right now?
Right now, the ball's in Armstrong's court. We're
okay.
Waiting to hear back from them.
Okay.
If it pleases the board, I'll wait until Armstrong has all their information available before I reach out to anybody.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Sounds good.
I'll make a motion to appoint Chief as liaison.
You want to do that, Mark?
Yeah. This time I'd like to make a motion to appoint Chief Colonius as a liaison to work with County Sheriff's Office on possible investigation of emails disappearing from Town Hall.
So that.
Roll call.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Next is organizational meeting date and time discussion.
I don't know if you guys wanted to.
I kind of want to hold off until Chuck's here to kind of see what his, I mean, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I prefer to do it maybe January 2nd.
Yeah,
just get it done.
It has to be pretty early.
Or January 3rd. Either one of those days would be preferably for me. We get it done before our first trustee meeting.
If you want to hold off till next meeting and see if he's in town.
That's fine. We can do that.
So we'll keep it on.
Yes, please.
All right, then. Liquor license request discussion. So we have a liquor license discussion for Rama Petroleum?
Sunoco Station.
Sunoco Station.
LLC. Thank you.
Does it say who's taking it over?
It just says Rama Petroleum. Doing business as Rama Petroleum. Doesn't say.
You haven't had anybody approach?
No, it's, I mean, it's closed.
Right.
I don't know what happened to the last guy.
Well, this is,
There's two names. What's the name?
He might be the owner of the building, I don't know.
Elaine, who owns the building?
Mohammed something.
Patel?
No, I don't. What does it say? Does it say Patel?
The last name.
Not necessarily as the owner. There is a Patel name on here.
Yeah.
Mohammed.
It's not Mohammed.
Son something took it over from Mohammed, but he was always out of the country. And he had it running for a little bit, and now it's empty again.
So we don't really know who Rama Petroleum is.
I have no idea who that is.
We do have a date, address, 3980 Pearl Road.
Right, that's a Sunoco, but I don't know who that person is who's trying to do the liquor license.
But the liquor license would be tied to that address then, right?
Right.
Chief, do you have any issue with anything that's been going on at the Sunoco station there?
No, I don't know that this would be any more or less a problem than the previous one was.
In that case, I'll move to waive our right to contest the liquor license for Rama Petroleum LLC, located at 3980 Pearl Road.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
You want me to sign this then?
Yes, please.
Want to make a motion to that?
I'll move to have Angela Ventura sign the us waiving the contention of the liquor license request.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Next is the 12/26 meeting date, time change discussion. Is the 26th when it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when it's supposed to be.
Probably the 25th, and it's a busy week.
Oh.
The only thing, what we, I was thinking was maybe, I mean, I have to work that day, so I come right from work. If we wanted to do it earlier, still keep it that day, but just make the time change. I could probably do 6 o'clock versus 7, an hour earlier.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, and I mean, it'll have to be that date or else payroll.
Right, because we couldn't do it any early. We couldn't move it up in front of the holiday because of payroll, and that would be, yeah.
Limited to necessary business.
So, you said 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
I'll move to change the meeting date, time rather, for our meeting scheduled December 26, 2019, to make it 6 p.m. as opposed to 7 p.m.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Next up is bonds. Faithful performance coverage resolution.
Did anyone have a chance to look over? Okay, and did they covered this at the OTA conference last year. So this is the actual insurance product versus just the bond. OCHRMA is recommending it. The price annually isn't that much difference. It goes from 508 is the bond for everybody based on our budget and annually, and the insurance product would be 630. Like I said, they were strongly recommending it last year, but no one had caught up to the law yet, so they didn't have the insurance products available then. So now it is, and it's definitely something we should do. It just has to be done by January 1st, but that resolution has to resolution. It's that last page. Do you have that?
Yeah. What's the premium?
The premium is $508 for the bond annually and $630 for the, for this product, so it would be $122 more annually for the insurance product.
So I'll move to approve resolution number 112720190-030 to authorize Medina Township to purchase and use the employee dishonesty and faithful performance of duty policy through OTARMA instead of individually surely bonds for officers, employees, and appointees.
Before you guys all that, it's the wrong bond, that's the wrong resolution number. It's 0311.
I'll withdraw that motion. So it's 031?
Yes.
I'll move to approve resolution number 112720190-031 to authorize Medina Township to purchase and use the employee dishonesty and faithful performance of duty policy through OTARMA instead of individual surely bonds for officers, employees, and appointees who are otherwise required by law to acquire bonds before entering upon the discharge of duties and incorporate the support page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
I'll move to appoint Angela Ventura to sign this.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Next is map and resources, this guide discussion.
So this is part of Medina Greater Medina Chamber of Commerce. Nick's looking into it, so Nick, you want to go ahead and give us the overview?
Every 2 years, the Chamber of Commerce prints out a pamphlet brochure of information on points of interest in the county, public entities or businesses, and it's that time, so they wanted to know if Medina Township would want to be featured in that. Pricing is on the front of that packet. We would have a 70 to 80 word write-up and a logo if we so choose. And it's one of, the chamber says it's one of the most highly requested items. They print out 10,000 copies and they're handed out at high traffic areas like libraries and schools and parks. And it's good for newcomers, also potential commercial moving, relocation.
Do you happen to have a copy of one from 2 years ago?
We didn't do it.
No, I know, but the book itself, what it looks like?
I could get one.
I'd feel more comfortable if I saw what it looked like, but if you guys are wanting to do something.
You have two prices on the front. You have the standard listing, and then you have the listing with the logo. Right. Is there a discount?
Yeah. Okay. Those are the discounted prices.
Okay. So actually, we're just basically getting a discount if we go with the logo. Actually, no, you're right.
No, it's discounted logo.
Yeah, they're giving us a better discount with the logo.
They said they're about 85% full, and they like to before Christmas.
How much is it, Nick?
If it's a standard listing, it's $449, and if it's a listing with the logo, it's $599.
$699 or $599?
Well, no, $599. We're getting a $100 discount to look on the front. That's why I asked Nick. So we're getting basically a $50 discount on the one, and a $100 discount with the logo. To go with that.
You said you can get a copy of one.
I can ask for one. I'm sure they'll provide it.
Like I said, unless you guys want to move on it now, I'd rather see it.
I've seen them, but I'm willing to wait for that next meeting.
Is it the one where they
have the different businesses on the front?
Yeah, they're all throughout, and there's always a map included.
Yeah,
I think they used to.
Map, it's got the parks.
At one point, mail them out, because I know when we first moved in, we got a copy. Maybe it was just a new residence, but I've seen them around. But I'm fine with it.
You see, I don't see the front cover.
No.
That would make me.
When you see it, you'll recognize it, I'm sure, but I'm willing to wait till the next meeting if it makes you feel more comfortable.
All right, yeah, if you can get one, Nick, that'd be great. 2020 census discussion.
Nick's working on this again, so 2020 is the census year again. They had a somewhat of a information session, was it?
Yeah,
we sent. We sent Nick to the training and that, and he brought back some information, so I'll hand it over to him to kind of discuss what we got.
Really, the name of the game is awareness, and since it happens once every 10 years, a lot of people have questions or misconceptions about aspects of the census. So, 2020, what's new this year that wasn't in 2010 or any census before, is you're able to respond online as well as the traditional paper format. And distribution of more than $675 billion over the 10 years. So failure to count residents could result in a substantial loss of revenue for the next 10 years. It's also used for determining housing assistance, designing facilities for people with disabilities, food stamps, there's a whole bunch of stuff that is provided for. So I would like the trustees' permission to form a complete count committee to really get the ball rolling on this. To reach out to, I'd like to work with Elaine to reach out to different faith-based organizations, community organizations, workforce development, things like that, to really start to set up a plan, because census day is April 1st, and it's going to be here before we know it.
Appreciate you taking that on, Nick. As far as I'm concerned, I'll move to allow Nick to spearhead this and make those contacts as he suggested.
Second.
Discussion?
Do we need to know who would be on the committee? Do we have to name that before or no? I know we usually do, but I'm not sure if that's a set.
I think this is permission for him to go do that. Maybe at the next meeting, you can at least have a list of names.
Yeah.
And then we can appoint people to that committee. And also, if you probably can start putting stuff on our website at this point, at least start getting the word out, Facebook and all that. I appreciate it, Nick.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Next is public comment. I'll move to open the floor for public comment. If anyone has anything they'd like to say, state your name and address for the record.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
The floor is now open. Public comment? Yes, sir.
Daniel Moran, 3812 Foskett Road. On Pierce and Route 3, you know how the Pierce dead ends into Route 3 there? I don't know if it's just been recently that we're, maybe the Castle Noel is drawing more people or whatever, but twice it's happened to me. I've been cruising along and all of a sudden the person in front of me on Route 3 slams on their brakes, thinking that stop sign is for Route 3. And then they realize it's for the road oncoming. So is there any way to maybe turn that sign a little bit?
We can talk to the state, that's a state sign.
Okay, yeah, if you could, because that, you know, I wasn't a close call or anything, but still, I mean, people are just, hey, they're slamming on their brakes because they're surprised at the stop sign, and then they realize it's for the other road, and hey, people don't know the area, they don't, you know, they would react like that.
Yeah, I can look into it.
Thank you.
Anyone else? I'll move to close the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Anything else?
I just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
I'll second that.
I have one thing. Brian from Lighthouse said that we are ready to start that migration
okay.
with the emails, and
they were not in a terrible hurry to do that prior to this, but with the fact that the emails have been accessed, he thinks it's a good idea to do that.
Okay.
We'll have a two-party authentication. They'll be backed up daily.
Did you get your email password changed by any chance? Or you?
No.
Could you? Because she was.
Is that up?
Did you get the instructions on how to do a backup too?
Oh, was to get with Nick and to backup? No.
Yeah, the emails were all set to wipe out. All of them were. And just certain ones of us, the way we set it up, I think it has something to do with people with iPhones use IMAP instead of POP servers. And there's a second step with deleting when you use IMAP. So ours were not deleted, but four of the accounts were deleted from the server. So they're suggesting we do a backup at least until the password changes. And Melanie said she'll have an answer on Friday if that password change for each of us even worked. We don't even know yet because there was still a couple that haven't done it. So if you could reach out to her maybe Friday and change yours.
Alright.
He was able to do my backup.
Yeah. Oh, you did get it?
Yeah, he did mine last night.
Okay. Anything else? Move to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stoper.
Aye.
Mr. Radis.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned 7:17 p.m. Happy Thanksgiving.
No problem.
And Browns, right?